Albion history professor Jeffrey Cox is going to be in a documentary about director Stanley Kubrick's film, The Shining. The Shining is about a family staying in a haunted hotel where evil spirits convince the father to murder his wife and son. I know what you're thinking. What does a history professor have to do with a horror flick?
I couldn't avoid thinking about the film after seeing it, and I began thinking, there are other things in that film. Kubrick has not just produced a horror film that isn't scary in the traditional way. He's trying to say something about horror films and about human beings who make and watch horror films. And so I went back and I watched it, and I started seeing patterns of reference to my area of expertise, that is, Nazi Germany and the extermination of the Jews.
Cox says there are symbols of the Holocaust everywhere in the film, starting with the number 42 found on the jersey worn by the son, Danny.
Is it just the number on a jersey? Could have been any number? And one answer to that would be, yes, it's just there has to be a number on that type of jersey, and that's the number he chose. However, it does fit into a pattern of reference that is meaningful in terms of 42 representing the year 1942. The first time we see the number 42, Danny's having his first vision of the Overlook Hotel as he looks in the bathroom mirror. And he passes out and he has this vision of elevator doors opening and an ocean of blood flowing out of the elevator shaft.
Cox says the colors in the film get steadily more yellow, like the yellow Star of David that the Nazis forced Jews to wear during the Holocaust. And as for the German typewriter used by Jack Nicholson's character, Jack Torrance,
when Jack has his dream of murdering his family, suddenly his typewriter is either painted or it is lighted so that it looks like it's blue, and it was gray before and now it's blue. That's significant because Kubrick uses blue, and light blue in particular, very often as a symbol of high, mighty, and obscene power over other human beings. It's a color that he associates, well, with ghosts, but also with power and with murder and with death.
In the film, there's a painting of two children standing naked near a fire that hangs over the Torrance's bedroom. Cox says this painting, After the Bath by Paul Peel, also appears in another movie about genocide called Ararat. In Ararat, a museum guide shows the painting to some children.
People love this painting, and I think it's because it's such a warm, safe picture of two little kids.
And then that scene cuts to a flashback of Armenians fighting Turks. After the Second World War, if you're thinking at all and you look at that painting After the Bath and children naked and fires, you can't help but think, not exclusively certainly, but you can't help think of the naked corpses of children in the Holocaust.
Even the music in The Shining was produced by composers who opposed Nazi rule in Europe, like Béla Bartók.
Kubrick cites or uses one piece by Bartók that has a slow movement that's very famous, an adagio, that has been characterized by Bartók scholars as sort of the night music of the 1930s.
But if Kubrick worked so hard to put this symbolism of the Holocaust into The Shining, why didn't he just make a film about the Holocaust? Cox says the answer is, he tried. Kubrick worked on a screenplay for a Holocaust film called The Aryan Papers in the early 90s, but gave up for several reasons.
Personally, I think he was also uncomfortable in dealing with it. His wife said that, told me that, during the time he was working on that screenplay for what was to be called Aryan Papers, he was as depressed as she had ever seen him in their married life together. And he finally just couldn't do it. So for artistic and personal reasons, he didn't make a Holocaust film. But I think almost inevitably, because he couldn't put it into one film, it crept into other films throughout his career. And especially in The Shining, because there have been scholars who have argued that horror films actually are maybe an appropriate way to deal with the Holocaust because they essentially deal with the same sorts of things, the same sorts of fears we have, and the same sorts of realities that often pop up in history in these grotesque, monstrous forms.
Dr. Jeffrey Cox is a history professor at Albion College. He'll show an early screening of the documentary Room 237, Monday night at 7 in the Albion College Bobbitt Visual Arts Center.